Danny Schaefer.
For me. Guess who's back on the radio, boys and girls? Yes, Danny Schaefer Show on the air. In the 419, the TOL, the OHIO. Yes, Toledo's morning show is on Q105. Q105. Show's brought to you by Eva's. Get $50 off of free alterations on any dress purchase from Eva's Bridal Boutique and Alterations. It's show 675, 675. And we're beginning right now on a Tuesday. Sunshine glorious again today with a high of 77. Tomorrow, sunny, warmer, 85. We're sitting at 57 right now. And it was really, really hard getting out of bed today. It was such great sleeping weather. It was so cool and crisp out. We had the windows open. It was so awesome. And then the alarm went off and destroyed everything. Hello and good morning to you, Susan.
Morning, boss.
How are you on this fine day?
I'm good.
I know you are. You know how I know you are? Because two things. One, how's your phone?
Oh, it's good. I got a new phone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, look, see? listen to the joy in her voice. Show the people
case.
On the Facebook
Live.
I
normally don't get a case for my phone, but
she's got a case.
I looked at the husband with the big eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Because we don't get insurance on our phones.
I don't either.
We just.
Nope. You break it, you pay for it, you fix it.
Spiel, and I got a case.
Do you have insurance on it, too?
No, I don't have insurance.
Yeah, you don't need that.
I
just need a case.
So,
you didn't get an OtterBox. I got the OtterBox. Which is nice. One of these deals are plastic, says Otter on it.
I think mine could. Oh, no. Maybe
anyway,
it's not. But anyway.
So she's in a good mood because yesterday she was a little disappointed because her phone, she dropped her phone and Pork Chop says, you're good. It'll work. You got to use it for another couple of months till the next
right,
model.
Right,
because
he has a master plan. Yes. Right.
Well, you know, we now know who wears the pants in that family.
No, honestly, you know
yeah,
what?
It's you.
No,
it is all you. And you know, the people that really run the show at home never admit they do. You never admit you do, but you do. You got a brand new stinking phone before the model and the next model comes out. What does that tell
right.
you?
Right. Well, honestly, I was prepared to use the phone that I dropped for another couple days, but yesterday afternoon when I went to use it, the screen was even worse, and I'm like, oh, I can't use this. Like, I was going to try to make it work for another couple days.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
So I'm like, we got to go to the store.
So there you go. You run the show.
Right.
You are in charge. You wear the pants at the house. You have a brand new phone because you just flirted with him a little bit and bam, there it is. New phone. That's why you're in a good mood.
Yeah. Well, I survived the phone store because I don't know about you, but phone stores make me so nervous. Because,
which phone store? Where'd you go? The one at the mall?
No.
Different one?
There's always angry people at the phone store.
There is?
Yes.
Oh, man, I've been into the, what's the store at the mall? I love that place. The iPhone place? The Apple
Do
store?
Do they have security? Oh, people don't get mad at the Apple store like they do at a phone store. That's the mall.
Well,
everybody's
here's
happy
the thing.
Around Apple
here's
products.
The thing. When you got to get a new phone, it never goes quickly because everybody dillies
quick.
And dallies. They
right.
don't really know what they want. And they're like, oh, well, how much does this one cost? And okay, well, you know what I mean? And yeah, you've got to have time when you're going to get a phone.
Oh, man. Every time I'm in the phone store, there's angry customers, and I'm like, I'm going to die in this store. Because people are so uptight about their phones.
Oh, they are?
They're mad because they got insurance, but they can't fix it. They're mad because it's taking them too long to fix their phone. I'm like, if they had security in this store, people would not be acting the way they're acting. There's language. There's loud voices. I'm like...
That you heard all that yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday?
Every time I go to the phone store, there's an issue. Now,
all right, craziest thing that ever happened to you at the phone store.
Serious,
call us up
people.
Win a prize. 419-240-1055. Look at that.
Okay.
We're already working. We're already working
before,
here at 6:13.
Denny, the time before I was at the phone store, because this is probably the phone store I feel the most vulnerable, other than when I worked at the bank. When I was like on alert.
Like something's going to go down? Something's
going to
go down.
The time before at the phone store when we were there, there was a person that came in with the phone that they wanted activated. And they didn't take no for an answer. So then they started swearing. And they had to escort the dude out. They locked the door. And they had to call police. Well, we're in the phone store. And I'm like, this is
awkward.
You're
locked in.
We're locked in.
And you had to wait for the coppers to get there.
To settle this dude down.
Because some crazy dude was out in the parking lot?
Yeah, right. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is all glass. He's going to start shooting before the cop comes. And
did you like,
every time
did you like go behind
incident,
a desk or something?
I'm like, oh,
go behind a
I
counter.
I just went off to the side and he's out shouting profanity. And I'm like, people get so uptight about phones. But I survived.
Thank
with
God
the new
for
phone.
That.
Yes.
Yeah, and you
good.
Got a new phone, and that's why you're
so
in the best mood today. You are in the best mood today. You know, when I lived in the South, we wouldn't have those problems because I would call the phone store, make an appointment.
Well, yeah, that's fine, but when you're in there for your appointment, you can't control the people around you that are all
yeah,
uptight
true,
about their phone.
But you don't have to sit around a dilly-dally and wait 20 minutes. Sometimes you're waiting 15, 20 minutes before anybody can even help you.
We were fine. We didn't have to wait, but while my whole phone is getting processed and stuff is when all the fun starts
the stuff
around
going
you.
Down.
And you're like...
The pork chops
are
with you, right?
I feel so bad for these phone employees because they must get crap all day long.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? The guy who wanted the phone activated is probably a stolen phone.
Well, exactly. But you know,
we can't do that.
But that was
sorry.
The time before.
Buy your own damn phone.
It was a little quiet.
Don't steal. Stealing's bad. It'll come back to bite you in the butt. There you go. By the way, are you wearing any sunblock?
Yes.
Right
I
always, now.
I wear sunscreen all the time.
Right now.
Yes. Well, on my face. Yes.
Okay. Well, you better put something in your hands.
Denny, you're always supposed to wear sunscreen before you go out, even if you're indoors.
Yeah, I never do that.
Okay, well,
but
hence,
well,
see, you got some stuff going on.
Oh,
on.
That was from the 90s.
I know.
80s and 90s.
It's
when
It's never
I,
too late to start being, you know, preventative.
No, it's over. No, I'm downhill.
Oh, Denny, no.
No, unless you got cataracts, I'm pretty good looking. Anyway, I'll explain why you should wear sunscreen to protect yourself, ready, from the light from your phone.
Is that a thing?
Yes.
Did you go on Snopes and check that out?
No.
Okay.
I don't need to.
Is it really a thing?
Yeah.
Okay,
well, I'm going to tell you all about it.
I'm good.
But first, here's your national news headlines.
Jared Kushner made a statement to reporters from the White House.
I did not collude with Russia, nor do I know of anyone else in the campaign who did so.
Democrats are working to rebrand their party in the form of a new economic agenda. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the agenda is devoted to popular ideas.
It is going to be totally focused on working people.
An American student detained in China for a week has now been released. Guthrie McLean allegedly injured a taxi driver who was roughing up his mother, Jennifer, during a fare dispute.
In Switzerland, a man with a chainsaw attacked and injured five people too seriously.
Suicide car bombing in Kabul, Afghanistan.
Officials in Japan have sent a robot into the radioactive Fukushima nuclear power plant.
The Bush Beans Company is voluntarily recalling three types of its baked beans.
The vehicle has hit a group of pedestrians in the tiny city of Alchester, that's south of Sioux Falls.
At least 10 residences have been confirmed lost in a huge range fire in Montana.
You know what I don't understand about the Bush's baked beans recall? They're just telling you to throw the cans away. Hell to the no. I want my money back, man.
I know.
It's crazy. All right, Susie, open up that blue prize catalog and tell us what we have. Tell me what we have for our sexy, good-looking, lit listening radio audience today.
Well, it's exciting. We have food to Smokey's Barbecue Roadhouse. We have vaping supplies to Vapor's Electronic Smoke Shop.
Yeah.
We have, a pair of tickets to the zoo on Friday for their Rock and Roar.
Is that a new event or they've been doing that for years?
They've been doing that. Yep,
have you ever
been?
Because that sounds like a fun event.
It
sounds like a great party,
but not the Rock and Roar. But this is a good time too.
All right.
Tickets to Mud Hens game on Sunday.
All right.
That's exciting.
Nice.
And we have Cedar Point tickets.
Yeah. Nice. And today we're giving away the Cedar Point tickets.
Yeah. Could we just do stories about why you really need a pair of tickets to Cedar Point?
Is that all you want to do? Yeah, but then we'll get all the boo-hoo stories and people death. There'll be death, destruction.
Be
there will.
Health
and then
issues.
Where's going to go?
All right.
And then my dog got the cancer. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't want to do that.
No
because,
doom and gloom.
Yeah, it's Tuesday. Tuesday is the day that gets no respect. You know? Monday gets respected because everybody hates it. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Wednesday,
sure.
People love Wednesday because, you know, it's hump day.
Mm-hmm.
And you like to hump around on hump day. Thursday is weekend eve. And then Friday, you know. But Tuesday is the day to get zero respect. So I don't want to sit here in doom and gloom and have all these stories about, although I do have some stories that are going to chap your behind.
Oh.
So I know we have to figure out what we're going to do.
All right,
here's the deal. You should wear sunscreen to protect yourself from the light from your iPhone. Dr. Howard Murad, a famous dermatologist from Los Angeles, he's very good. And his clients include Taylor Swift and J-Lo.
Oh, then he's really good.
Yeah. So this is not fake news. He just revealed, recently, we should be wearing sunscreen if we're going to look at our phones and or computers.
Okay.
Our screens are constantly emitting blue rays, according to Doc Murad. 4 days in front of screens is equivalent to spending 20 minutes in direct sun.
Really?
Yes. So if you think about how much time you're in front of your screens, you know, that's like a ton of sun. It can damage your skin. Look at my forehead. That's why I got the Band-Aid on there, because I got the cancer. Anyway, he recommends putting on just a little bit of sunscreen every day to protect yourself.
Okay.
So I got to start.
Yeah, dude, you need to wear your sunscreen.
Yeah, I got to get rid of these things first, and then we'll deal with that. So there you go.
Okay.
What?
As I look
why
at
are you
your...
looking at me funny?
Okay, nope. Yep, need to start your sunscreen. Never too late.
I wear it whenever we go out. Well, yesterday I didn't because I didn't care. But like we
dude,
went out
you
to
have
dinner.
To care. This you have to start caring.
I didn't wear a hat to the remote is what I was going to say.
Well, you were outside, so you should have had sunscreen.
Yeah, but it was all covered. Don't worry about it. And anyway, and we were outside.
You didn't look covered.
It was
okay.
Awesome. Over at Forest View.
Yeah, how was it? Good.
Forest
People
View.
Come
and
by.
Actually, it's Forest View Bar and Grill.
Okay.
Sales guy screwed it up. It's not supposed to be Forest View Lanes.
Okay,
anyway,
well, it's
I mean,
more
they
than
have bowling
just
bowling. Alleys. Oh, my gosh. That place is awesome, and the food is incredible. And, you know, I'm looking over at our videos because Paul and I were screwing around putting up some videos. We got over, let's see, in this video, over 1,000 views.
Of you at
Forest
View
Bar
and Grill?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Of me and Paul just walking around and being stupid.
Well, that's why you need to wear sunscreen so you look good.
Yeah, it's too late. Unless you got cataracts. Anyway, listen, people. Wait till you hear how many views Fat Guy in Diaper Running got yesterday or is getting. I wonder if people are sharing it, though.
Oh, I think there were some shares.
Were there?
I don't know where the shares were, too, but
yeah,
yes,
we need
people
some shares.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me get to a break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to bring in Paul and tell you the number of how many people have watched Fat Guy in Diaper run 100 meters.
There were some fun comments, too. Mm-hmm.
Now, you were just talking about you got your new phone. It's rumored that the new iPhone 8, which supposedly is coming out this fall, will cost $1,100.
Wow.
iPhone 8, $1,100. Listen to this new ad, Susie.
The new iPhone 8 will soon be available, but at a price starting at $1,100, how can you afford it? With the new iLoan, we'll make financial arrangements to make sure that you can have a new iPhone 8 as soon as possible.
But what does the new iPhone 8 do?
I don't know, but don't you want it?
Yes!
We have all sorts of options to finance your new iPhone. Next to your home, it's probably the biggest purchase you'll make, so a home equity loan or a reverse mortgage can finance your new iPhone subject to credit approval.
So if I miss a payment?
We'll take your house or your car, but at least you'll have a phone.
I get to keep the phone?
The iLoan. Pay for your iPhone 8. Everything else is just stuff. Apply today.
Q105 traffic sponsored by SuperFitnessToledo.com. Shape up for summer at SuperFitness. Join now for $19.95 down and $19.95 a month. SuperFitnessToledo.com.
Let's look at your...